again, trying to put aside the issue of cost and reimbursement in terms of clinical science, what are your thoughts about bevacizumab and where you think that's heading?
Well, I think it's an active drug. It's obviously active in breast cancer. I think both the metastatic studies have shown it has some activity in breast cancer, even if one was just response rate.
And you're talking about the capecitabine study.
Yeah, everyone's called that a negative study, but I think when you double the response rate, that's... Bernie Fisher used to use the expression, this has produced a perturbation in the natural history of breast cancer when he got these effects that weren't very big, and everybody said, so what? He said, what we know is we're perturbing the history of this disease, and that's how I see that.
And also, those responses were adjudicated pretty strictly.
Yeah, I think when you adjudicate responses strictly, it's hard to see high response rates, but that doubled the response rate, and now in combination with Taxol, progression-free survival is affected as well. I think almost whether you see overall survival or not in that setting, that Avastin's going to be active. It's shown to be active now in colorectal cancer and other diseases, and I think it will go into the adjuvant setting. We're all going to turn back into internists. We're going to be monitoring people's bones and their blood pressures and their hearts. It's good.
What about the issue in terms of first-line versus second-line versus third-line therapy in terms of bevacizumab? The trial, the one that people point to, the bevacizumab Taxol trial, was first line, but often there are patients out there who haven't had the drug or in the second, third line setting.
I think that you always see more effect when you get these drugs up into first line because the patients are just more responsive in general and they're not so sick and so on. But I would think it would be reasonable to use that drug farther down the line.